Okay, before I start, can I just do a quick hands up? How many people here are actually working with libraries within their local authorities? Okay, so there are a few of you. That's great. That's really good news. I have a background in libraries, and I had the privilege when I started working at the Tinder Foundation to lead on an actual research project. So I'll tell you a little bit more about our network, first of all. So we have a network of 5,000 centres who we support through the Tinder Foundation. Over 60% of them are libraries. Most of them are in England, but we are also doing a bit of work as well in Wales and Scotland. So this gives you a bit of a breakdown of some of the work that we've been doing with libraries. And then I'll tell you a bit more about the action research project which we've been doing. I think on some of the tables I've put some of the reports out. It's a report which you can actually download, and I would certainly recommend that you do so. So the Library Digital Inclusion Fund was a six-month action research project where we funded 16 library services around the country. This was following the rollout of Wi-Fi, because we felt that Wi-Fi in libraries was great, but it wasn't enough. It's fine to have access to the internet, but also there are a lot of people out there, as like Kelly has said, who actually can't get online for various reasons. So we thought it would be really good to give some funding to the library services where they had the opportunity to develop their own pilots, to reach out to those really hard to reach people, those really like vulnerable people, and to work further on that. From doing this project, it was very interesting how the work of libraries actually really came to the forefront of the attention of local authorities. So as part of the aims of the research, we asked them to test some models, also look at some of the costs, but also we asked them to use Learn My Way, which is an online learning platform which is very much aimed at people with better digital skills to get online. But Learn My Way also is quite unique as it also has built-in MI. So we've been talking a lot about data at the moment and about how to capture data. So what's, I think, very important right now with libraries, particularly with closures and austerity, is actually being able to prove their worth. So with Learn My Way, it's kind of a tool which they can use which can track learners, showing how they progress, but also then also having that important, be able to capture the numbers. So through the DI project, we actually managed to reach 1,630 people. This is across 16 library services, and these were from a range of backgrounds. So the type of people that we managed to reach were people on low incomes, unpaid carers, job seekers, all these kind of people that were either coming into the library or the libraries actually did some outreach work as well to engage with some of these people. Also, the people who we managed to reach out to, they also gained access to health information online. This again was something that we felt was very important. The project was delivered through 16 library services. This is actually through 200 library branches in urban and rural areas, and also through a range of outreach activities as well. So it could have been through housing associations, churches, food banks, all kinds of things. So the libraries really kind of got engaged with their local communities, and it's very much about working in partnership as well with some of their local organisations. So through the project, we kind of identified various delivery models. So it's very much because of the rollout of Wi-Fi, they could work much more closely with their branch network. So because they all now have Wi-Fi, they should all be working. Within the branches, they could really reach out to a lot more people. We also had some quite interesting initiative models as well. So, for example, Leeds Libraries, they worked with their at-home library service. So this is people who are housebound, and they did a tablet lending scheme where they actually went out to people's homes. It was quite a resource-intensive type of pilot, but actually it went so well that it's now been rolled out as part of 100 Digital Leeds. So it's something which they've actually now built into their strategy of the local city council as well. Barnet Libraries also did a tablet lending scheme, but that was within the library itself. So they could actually lend out a tablet, but they had to keep the tablet within the space. And as far as I'm aware, they haven't lost any tablets. Also, Somerset Libraries did a great scheme where they were working much more with people in rural communities. So they set up like a mobile classroom. So it was almost like a box which they took out around to their libraries. It was a box, and inside the box there might have been like 10 tablets, a projector and a screen, and through that they could deliver basic digital skills. And that again worked very well. But through all this was very important to do some work with like partnerships. So it was like how to recruit volunteers. So we had some examples where Cumbria Libraries, for example, worked with a local college. So there were health and social care students who would like to get some like volunteering experience. And so part of their course, they come onto the library, they help the library. Meanwhile, they could actually help get people online. And because those students had those particular skills, they could really help those people. So it's very much an intergenerational type of work going on. So it was a really great case study. And also a sustainable model as well, because the college was very involved and they would continually have a role of like volunteers coming through. So themes that came through from the project was very much around the use of mobile technology. So using the fixed wireless, but also using mobile Wi-Fi hotspots. So particularly with like the outreach work, they would take tablets that were Wi-Fi enabled, but also perhaps with some USBs. And also just really thinking more about their learners as well. Because when they went to buy the tablets, and this is one issue which you might all be able to identify with, they could buy the tablets through the funding that we gave them, but through having to do that through a local authority, there were quite a few issues, and it actually took them quite a long time. So the project was 6 months, and for some of them it took them 3 months to actually buy the tablets in the first place. So I think this is trying to think about how we could perhaps work more effectively with like your local authority and corporate IT departments as well. So that was definitely an issue. Once they'd actually bought the tablets, it was fantastic. They said it was really great. So some of the branches might only have 10 tablets, but the amount of work they could do, particularly like the outreach work they could do, was really amazing. The roles and responsibilities of the staff who were involved. So I should really, really sort of highlight here that the projects were managed by library staff. And then it was either delivered by library staff, freelance paid tutors, senior library staff, or also with staff from local authorities. So for example, Doncaster Libraries, they partnered up with Doncaster digital team and their marketing team. The digital team were actually helping the library to deliver their project, and they didn't realise that libraries could do this kind of work. So it was really kind of showing how local authority could work together much more closely. I've mentioned about volunteers. So 75% of the library research partners recruited volunteers, but 25% of them actually worked with young people. So they were sort of working with students from the colleges and the universities. And throughout, there was generally a positive like benefit. So either that they went on to get jobs, it might have changed their perception of working in a library, all sorts of things, really. Coming on to the next theme, though, is really important. So I kind of mentioned earlier about how the library's project sort of enabled the libraries to be able to sort of track their learners, and it's something which they hadn't done before. So some of the staff found it quite hard, first of all, to get to grips with like Learn My Way. Through like the Tinder Foundation, we can actually offer that support. Once they'd done it, they could actually say this number of people had gone through the system and had learned basic digital skills. So it was very much about if you've got those numbers, you can then start to do that evaluation and talk about some of the work that you've been doing, because there is, I'm sure you're aware, a lack of stats on what libraries do, particularly in relation to digital inclusion. So this kind of stats are really useful. And it's something that we've talked quite a lot about at the Tinder Foundation, because there was, I mentioned before about channel shift, so that's a whole moving people from face-to-face telephone calls to online, and how you can save money. So we'd sort of worked out if we did similar activities across 16 library services, we could save up to £800,000 for local authorities, which in some cases may not sound that much. But they, if you think about it, these libraries were going to the very hard-to-reach people. If you engage with more people just coming into the library, that number could be a lot more. And it's the kind of work which is happening more and more. Speaking to a lot of the library services, they said they always have people coming in now who want to get online, to go on to Universal Credit. Learn My Way has a whole section on how to get online and how to do job seeking, the Universal Job Match, Universal Credit, to help them with those kind of things. So, thinking about some of the project impacts, so basically it's very much, as I said right at the beginning, the project seemed to raise awareness of the library digital inclusion work, which goes on at a local authority level. Some of the examples of this could be one of the library services, they got in touch with their library, so their local authority, and now they're beginning to build in the work that they were doing into their whole strategy for the county council. One of them even mentioned to me that staff within like the local authority feel that they themselves are digitally excluded, or they lack the basic digital skills that they need to then serve the people, as we've talked about before. And so they themselves wanted to learn some basic digital skills to then move forward. So it's been a really sort of interesting report. And then really just obviously thinking about the learners themselves. So we found that they increased confidence, they increased their digital skills, and then in some cases they could then actually go on to actually use some of these skills to sort of benefit their lives economically, socially, and also to do with their health and their well-being. So, for example, someone on to get jobs, someone on just to get job interviews, which they haven't done in years. Things like social contact, there were people who were really like socially excluded, and they were actually could get on online, go on to something like Facebook, get in touch with like a relative in Australia. There was one lady who we interviewed, and she had a daughter who was in Australia, and she showed her coat or something, and then she was showing her garden, and yeah, just made her feel happy, really, basically. So that's, I've done a very, very quick whistle-stop tour of going through this report. If you want to know anything more about the project, please come and speak to me. There's quite a lot of information about the project on our website, and we have got some reports here as well. But we are, as an organisation, we are continuing our work with libraries. We're going to be organising some webinars shortly as well. We had a library event 2 weeks ago on digital inclusion. It booked out within a week. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously a lot of demand for what we want to talk about. So I'm just going to hand you back to Kelly.